The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Fund, Poisek at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The Gemara Kedushin, Yud Aled Amud Aleph, we find that Rabbi Yehuda said a Maisa, Pam Achas Heinu Yoshim Lufnei Rabbi Tarfon, we were sitting before Rabbi Tarfon, Basi Yivam Alachm Loitz, a Yivam came to the Chalitza, Va'amalonu, he told us, Anu Kolchem, Ve'imru, answer all of you and say, Chalitz Hanal, Chalitz Hanal. Which the Gemara then goes on to say that this that we need that they should all say, we'll get in a minute, who's the all, is from V'nikra Shemai. So two interesting things. One is that they said Chalitz Hanal. They didn't say Beis Chalitz Hanal, at least the way it sounds in the Gemara. They said it twice, and who is it who said it? So now, in Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezer, Simukov Samach Tassif Mem Beis, it says that the makrim, the bezin, who mesadert, amakrim kocha ye'asa beis chalotz hanal, and the answers three times chalotz hanal, and b'yesh, I remember that the Yivam also says that. And in the Seder Chalitza HaKotzer, in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Nun Dalid, it says that the Dayan tells the Yivam to say three times beis chalotz hanal. In the Miyam Shal Shleima, he says that the Yavama says once Beis Chalitz Hanal, and the Bezin say it three times. Now, what is the point of saying it three times? So the Yam Shal Shleima, in Perek HaChalitza Simen Mem, says that when Bezin Wanu, Bezin repeats that thing, what they say, L'Pirsim L'Chizak. And he gives a few examples. One is that they say Mekodesh Mekodesh. It's interesting, over there we only say it twice. We also find the second example that the Yom Shel Shalim brings is Hataras Nedarim, which we'll get back to in a minute, but we're in the Torah in Simen, Yardei Reish Chavchtes, it says three times Mutalach, and he says the other examples, the Taisis Yom Tov brings, by Tarim Shkalim, we find in Shkalim, Paragimel, Mishne Gimel, where they say three times Etraim, and we find also in Menaches, Daf Samachay, by the Omer, that they say three times Magal Zu. In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim, where it says over there that that we say Kol Nidre three times, over there the Gra and others give the Makar from this that we say by Omer three times Magal Zu. Now again, it's interesting that in some of these examples it's twice, and some it's three times, but here we're doing three times, and according to the Mashal, it's L'Pirsim L'Chizuk, but again, the Mashal says this is something that Bezin, when Bezin is coming to do something three times for Pirsim L'Chizuk, then they do three times. The Mashal is saying this is something specific to Bezin. Now it's worth pointing out that by Nidarim, the Levush says, and it's worth la'alacha by the Shach and the Bach, that really it's enough to say one times Mutalach, but we say it three times to be Mechazik the Inyan, and again, like we said, we do Kol Nidre three times, we'll know this, we know that this is a Minik, and the Rambam in Hilchos Shavuos Parak Vav Halacha Hey, when says Mutalach by Het and Nidarim Shavuos, he doesn't say anything about three times, and Beis Yosef says that we see from this that Mutalach only one time is sufficient, and this is brought lahalacha by the Shach, that according to the Rambam, it's enough to say it one time. Now, it's interesting to point out, just on the side, in the Sefer Kol Nidre, in Simen Chavav, in the Or Yud Zayin, he points out that, firstly, the Torah says, you say Mutalach three times, and he never mentions that this is only a minik, it's an Alpi Din. And he points out, it's also interesting that the Rambam Pesha Mishnayis in the Dharma in the end of Parag Yud does say Sharalach, Machalach, Sharalach, Machalach, which is interesting, in twice times of each Lashon. And the Gra points this out over there in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Yardeya in Nidarm, that the Rambam says it by Nidarm twice. But going back to the other point, that about whether it's Ma'akiv three times, the Leket Yosher in Yaradeya, by Hilchas Nedarim, on page 28, says that one time he was sitting in front of the Tumas Hadeshen, and there were people who wanted to be Matin Neder on Tainis Bahab, and two said Mutalach, and the third said twice Mutalach, and the third time he said Sharlach. And Baal Tumas Hadeshen said, is no nafgamina if he said Sharlach or Mutalach. So the Sefer Kol Nidre points out that it's mashma, that it was, he felt it was necessary to actually say something three times, And the only reason why he was matir is because he is because the lashon, the specific text, isn't ma'akev over there by nedarim. If you say shari lachum mutalach. Now, going back to chalitza, the Shulchan Aruch in Simukov Samach Tesef Membeis Paskins, we have a machlokes in Yevamos and Daf Kovov. Who is it who's supposed to answer? That the Rabbanan hold only the Dayanim answer, and according to Rabbi Huda, it's a mitzvah and everyone there to answer. So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that everyone answers Chaloitz Hanal, all the people who stand there, and today, of course, we all hope that B'nai Yisrael won't need to come on to Chalitza Yibum, but the minik is that we go like the Shulchan Aruch, everyone the answer is also Chaloitz Hanal, and this is how it's also paskin in the Rambam and in the Oitzah Ga'inim, and this is again based on we passing like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Hagaris Matcha in Yavam Simikov Chav says that the reason why that the is supposed to answer by Chaloitz Hanal is to be mefarshim boishtai, to be mefarshim his busha. And the Perush on Seda Chalitza brings that it's Chaloitz Hanal brings from the Bahag. Chaloitz Hanal ka'ovel, Chaloitz Hanal ka'menuda, Chaloitz Hanal ka'mari b'mitzvah Sinai. A lot of these Makaris, most of them are brought in the phenomenal Sefer Chalitza Kilchasa in Perek Lamed Dalid in the Sefer. Now, again, the Yam Shel Shem is medamed to the three times we had over here by Mutalach, but these other Svarim in the Bahag is saying that the idea of saying it three times, it's three different things. It's once Ka'ovel, once like a Menuda, and once like a Murid in Mitzvahs. Now, the Taisus Yom Tov brings in Mitzvahs Chalitza in Yevamos from his Rebbe, the Maral, it's in Gorai Letarium and Kiseitze, that sells, which is something nageya to our Gemara also. Why do we say Chaloitz Hanal? Why don't we say Beis Chaloitz Hanal? Now, we already saw before that in the Shulchan Aruch, when it says the Seder of the Beis Din, it says that they say Beis Chaloitz Hanal. So, but going back to the Maral says that the Maral is bothered, again quoted by the Taisus Yom Tov, why do we say Chaloitz Hanal, we should say Beis Chaloitz Hanal. So the Maral answers like this, that if the mitzvah would be that they should call out Beis Chaloitz Hanal, then the pasuk would say V'yikru'u Beis Chaloitz Hanal. And that would be it's a pa'al, it's an active verb, that they should call out V'yikru'u Beis Chaloitz Hanal. It says V'nikra. It's Lashon Nifal. It's something done to it. V'nikra Beis Chaloitz Hanal. Says the Maral, because it says V'nikra Beis Chaloitz Hanal, so that implies that the Kriya was Chaloitz Hanal, and by calling out Chaloitz Hanal, it comes out that the house is called a base of Chaloitz Hanal. But the actual Kriya that's being done is a Kriya, like we do, of where they say Chaloitz Hanal, not Beis Chaloitz Hanal. Now, the Tshuvas Karim Shloima in Simen Pezayin points out, as we point out before, then Shulchan Aruch it says, in Sif Memches, it says that the Makra, when they read it, they say the words, Beis Chaloitz Hanal, and he brings down this Taisus Yom Tov. So he says, why doesn't Shulchan Aruch it say Beis Chaloitz Hanal? So he says we can be Miashir B'daychik, that the first time we have to read it as it says in the Pasuk, because therefore, we are saying Shigur Delishna Beis Chaloitz Hanal. But then afterwards, when it's just being repeated, then it's sufficient to just say Chaloitz Hanal, as the Maral is saying, that that's all the Chiv is. And again, the Karen Shleimer himself calls his Teretz a Doichik. Now, it's just worth pointing out two things, that in at least some Shulchan Aruchs, in the Seder Chalitza Kotzin Sif Nun Dalid, in the Ramah, it says all three times Beis Chaloitz Hanal. A second thing worth pointing out is, again, the Sefer Chalitza Kilchasa brings from the Shut Siach Yitzchak Simen Tov Tzadivov that has a shaila whether when the answers Chaloitz Hanal, is this something that needs to be done in Lashon HaKadosh or could be done in any Lashon.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.